India today responded officially to a speech by Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf. Musharraf's speech last night was aimed in part at reducing tensions between the two nations, which have deployed nearly 1 million men along the frontier that separates their territories. The massive deployment, which follows a December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament, has sparked fears of war between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. India blames two Pakistan-based groups for the attack on its parliament. Since gaining independence from Britain, India and Pakistan have fought three wars. Two of these were over the disputed region of Kashmir. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The Indian response was delivered by Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh after a Sunday morning cabinet meeting called by Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to discuss the speech and what action India should take in response. Foreign Minister Singh spoke to reporters shortly after that meeting ended at a news conference carried live by many Indian and foreign TV channels.
We welcome the now declared commitment of the government of Pakistan not to support or permit any more the use of its territory for terrorism anywhere in the world, including in the Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir.
That commitment, Singh said, must extend to all the territories under Pakistan's control, a reference to Pakistan-controlled Kashmir, and any positive Indian response, Singh said, would be contingent on Pakistan taking what Singh called concrete action on the ground and end what Singh called cross-border terrorism and the infiltration of militants across the line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir. And Singh indicated India would not reduce its troop buildup along the border until it was satisfied Pakistan was sincere.
The lessening of tensions on the border is entirely dependent on the steps that are taken inside Pakistan to operationalize what has been stated by His Excellency General Pervez Musharraf. We have to go not by the stated intent, but by action on the ground.
The foreign minister said he was also disappointed that Pakistan had not agreed to hand over 20 men India accuses of terrorism and other crimes. Pakistan's President Musharraf said last night that no Pakistanis on the Indian list would be handed over, period. But he left open the possibility that the others, mainly Indian nationals, could be at a later date. The Indian foreign minister's tough talk today was tempered by grudging praise for President Musharraf's decision to ban the two militant groups India says were behind the December 13th attack on its parliament. India's foreign minister also expressed India's willingness to resume dialogue with Pakistan on all issues, including the disputed region of Kashmir, if Pakistan implements its new policy. He did not say how long India would give Pakistan to make good on its pledge, but did say India understood that it would take some time for Pakistan to accomplish its goal. Singh's stern public comments may be more for domestic consumption than a reflection of policy. Many Indian analysts say President Musharraf addressed most of India's main concerns during his speech, but two key questions remain. Can President Musharraf deliver? And will some of the militant groups Musharraf has acted against attempt to discredit him by carrying out more suicide attacks in India, attacks which may in turn lead to an Indian response across the border, increasing the chance of all-out war? Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.